Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Life is hard. Life is hard. Don't wait till it gets easy to be happy, because it's never going to get easy. It's never going to be easy. Enjoy it today. Be thankful, right? Be thankful. God has a plan, and He's looking for you to get in His plan. And that's where joy comes from. Amen. We can't wait till we think things are going to get easier. It's going to be easier when I get this much money and get this big house. That right there is keeping you from what? The best. This big house and all these things, that's not going to get you, make things easier. Well, when I get this, it's going to, no, it's not. It's going to be harder. You know what? Success is harder to maintain than failure. See, I'm looking at everybody, because that's the way it is. That's the way the people in Israel were in the Old Testament. They'd get successful, then trouble. Then they would call on God. They'd get successful. That's what immaturity does. When you're immature, you have to depend on crisis situations to get you back to be dependent on God. Huh? Did you hear me? When you're immature and you don't grow and mature in God's Word and your relationship with God, what happens is it has to be a crisis in your life to get you to look to God. God wants you to look to Him every day. Every day. He wants you to be committed every day. Are we making sense? Well, we better get started or I'll get off on a roll here. So let's get this going. Let's look at our vision, and then we're going to look at our foundational scripture, and we are going to keep moving here. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, bond of peace. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Father, we thank You for Your presence today. We thank You for everyone here. We thank You for those who are tuned in live stream. Lord, we thank You for Your goodness. We thank You for all that You're doing in our lives, in this community, in this nation. There's so much to be grateful for. Father, we thank You. We give You praise. Praise is appreciation. We appreciate You, Lord. We appreciate what we see in our church. Marriage is being restored. People calling on Your name and being saved. Baptisms. Lord, we thank You for all that You're doing. We give You praise right now. We praise You, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that You speak to our hearts in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, and we'll never be the same because we have received Your word today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. All right. So, we've been talking about this word commitment and being committed and how important it is to be committed, because nothing good or of any value is going to happen without commitment. You can't have a healthy marriage without commitment. You can't have a good career without commitment. You can't have good relationships without commitment. You can't have your finances in order without commitment. You can't do much without commitment. It takes commitment. Am I talking to the right people? So we've been on this word commitment since January. Isn't that something? Every week, but we talk about something different every week. So now think about this. The word commitment is the word Golgotha in the Hebrew language. And Golgotha is where Jesus was crucified, on Golgotha's hill. And that's where the greatest spiritual battle took place, on Golgotha's hill. Golgotha means, this is what Golgotha means, it's the word committed, but now look what it means, the place of the skull. The place of the skull. Isn't that cool? So in other words, that's where our biggest battle is in the place of our skull. And if we're going to win at anything or accomplish anything, it's going to take our commitment to get that accomplished. You see this? So commitment is big. It's Golgotha. It also means to roll away. To roll away. Now, that comes from a camel. You know, I talk about this every week, don't I? I've been talking about this every week. And you know, remember when the camel's on the journey? Okay? And he gets depleted of all his water. He'll get down on his knees. And he has baggage on his back, or, you know, a pack, or, you know, he's carrying something. He rolls that off because he needs to be refreshed for the rest of the journey. Well, you see, that's what roll away, committed, means, to roll away. So if I'm committed, I'm going to go to God before I go into my day. Before I go to work, in the office, at the hospital, wherever you work, construction, the trash company, wherever you work, I'm going to commit my works to the Lord. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:3, you know, Donita and I, Olivia, were in the house the other day. I think it was 4th of July. Well, she got this, Olivia got is going to Cedarville. And she got this new Bible. We have fun. She blesses me sometimes. Well, lots of times, but I don't want to go to her head. But anyways, you got that Bible, hon? Oh, she's got it with her. But anyways, they sent this Bible to her. And so she was looking at it, showing it to me. And Donnie and I were in the kitchen playing around. Here comes Olivia with that Bible. Comes in. Says, you got to be committed. She goes, you got to commit. She gets down. You got to commit before you go to work. And it takes commitment. And, you know, she's repeating everything I've said. She's getting it. I'm going to tell you what, God uses Olivia in my life. What do you think? That's how it is. And I listened to her and I thought, I'm impressed. Because it was real. She was having fun and we were having fun and we were hooping it up. But there was some serious stuff going on in me. You know what I mean? You ever have that? And so I liked hearing all that. That was good. So where was I going? Oh, commitment. So Proverbs 16:3, remember? It says, now, I know every one of you have heard this, that have been coming every, you hear it every week. So I know you're all doing it every day before you go to work. I know that. I understand that. 100% of you are doing this. When I would be willing to bet, not even 5% of you are doing this. And you hear it every week. I'm not judging you. I'm just trying to help you see something. You know why people don't want to do that? But God speaks to them. And you know what people think? People think that when you pray, God's saying, change this, change that. He's not always saying that. He's trying to help you. He's trying to empower you so you can accomplish what he's put you here for. And it takes commitment. You see that? Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord and he establishes your thoughts. Where's the battle? In your mind. But when you commit to him and you give it to him, you go to work. Your thoughts are established. The word established is the same word prepared or fixed. Remember, that's what concrete is. It's prepared or fixed when it's hard. When concrete is prepared, fixed, and established, you can drive up on it. You can drive a Mack truck on it, and it won't leave an impression. But if it's not cured and fixed and prepared yet, you'll leave tire marks in it that can't come out. That's the way it is. You see, if you're not prepared and you don't commit your works to the Lord, you'll go to work and there'll be things that will give impressions on you that aren't going to come out. Did you get that? But if you're committed, he's going to make sure your mind is protected. And the person that you're angry with the most at work won't be able to have any kind of impression on you. And you're not going to bring it home to the dinner table and tell your wife about all the negative things, or your husband, all about the negative thing that this person's been doing at work. I see some of them. Man, I can tell. Man, I am talking to somebody. Look, I see so many people right now. This is the way it works. The devil will plant somebody, really help you out with your problem because you didn't commit it to God before you left. Committed. You see this? When you're committed, it protects the way you think. That's where anxiety, that's where worry, all that resides in your thinking. You hearing this? All that resides in your thinking. Where's the battle? It's in your thought life. So when I'm committed, he's going to help me. He's going to help me. And you know what? He knows you can't do everything overnight. He's just trying to get his plan and purpose to you. You see this? He already sees it. Nothing takes him by surprise. Nothing that's happened to you takes him by surprise. Nothing. He's got your whole, he's a God of providence. The word providence means care, preparation in advance, foresight, divine direction. God is caring for you in your most difficult times because he foresees you need his divine direction now for what's coming. But you see, you miss that without commitment. You miss it. And then you think everything's falling apart when really God was trying to show you through commitment what's really going on. I'm spitting a little bit. Does this make sense? This is the way this works. Now, commit your way to the Lord. Trust. See, the word trust is the word careless. So when I'm trusting God, I can be careless. Care means worry and anxiety. That's the biggest problem in our nation today, mental illness. You're trying to handle your own problems. That's where care comes from. That's where worry comes from. That's where anxiety comes from. You're trying to handle it yourself. You're not being committed and trusting God to assist you. He's your creator. He's your source. He knows every he knows every hair on your head. When we'll go to him, he's going to empower you and help you. He's not a God up there trying to beat you down and get mad at you and upset at you. He wants to show you love and grace. Now, look at this. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He'll bring it to pass. You know what? He'll change your view of it. See how you see it? You think, why'd I ever even think about that way? Why'd I ever even look at it that way? Because you see, he's starting to give you his vision. When you begin to see things his way, that's power. And that's what we need. We need to begin to see things his way. And that's his whole goal, is to help us to see things his way. So, Lynn had a blended conference. It was good, wasn't it? You know what? It's something to think about. If you're in a blended family, there's a lot of blended families today. Blended and blessed. You know, you can be in a blended family and like the thing that failed or whatever you think was failed never even happened. You can have, you hear what I'm saying? You can have all kinds of folks up in there from different places and be blessed and enjoy life. Am I making sense? And really, really fulfill God's will. We just have to do it his way. Am I making sense? Now think about this. I went to that conference, and I took away the word anticipation. Because I'm going to be real honest with you. That's something I was already working on. And it was working in me, but I didn't really know it. And when that word, they talked about that word, boom, it exploded in me. So I go home, I look it up, look up the grill, I start looking it up. It's like it's rolling in me. So it just starts going to town. And I'm functioning. I said, well, I've been operating in this. This is something I just needed that word to show me and help me. It's amazing how words can just boom. Now I want you to pay attention. Remember? If you pay attention, you'll get it. If you don't pay attention, it's going to cost you. Did you catch that? Well, pay attention. This is significant, what I'm getting ready to help you with. You know, in First Samuel chapter 3, this isn't even what I'm going to talk about, but I'm trying to help. Holy Spirit's helping me show you something. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, Samuel was a judge and a prophet. He was a judge and a prophet. And there wasn't any king at the time. And Israel was just struggling. But it says this. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, it says, the word of God was rare, and there was no widespread revelation. Listen, the word rare, you know, if you just read that, that's what I can't do. That's why you got a pastor. I just don't see a word. Okay, well, that's what. I got to find out. I got to dissect that thing. I got to get the history, the etymology. I got to know where it comes. That's the way I am. I'm just wired that way. Don't be coming up to me with a bunch of words. But the word of God is rare. You know what the word rare means? Extremely valuable. Not sparse. See, if you look at that, you think the word of God was rare. Well, that means there wasn't much of it. You see that? But when you really get it, it means valuable. You know, that's like a piece of furniture, when it's old and rare, value goes up. You see that? That's what the word of God was rare. It was extremely valuable. But there was no widespread revelation. Why wasn't there a widespread revelation? People weren't paying attention. They didn't want to hear what God had to say. Are you listening to me? So they weren't getting the revelation. Remember, what's the word revelation mean? It means to reveal what's on the mind of God to the church for direction. You see, this is how we get direction. It's through revelation. This is how we get direction in life. Answers, solution, all comes through revelation. It also means a prophetic, redemptive uncovering. There's an area in your life that you're struggling with, and God wants to redeem that area. He wants to uncover it. When you come to a church like this, and a place like this, where the word of God is going forth, there's a word that will come forth. It will uncover something in you and show you the area he wants to help you in. You see, because Jeremiah said in Lamentations 2, he says, your people have seen visions, false and deceptive visions. Therefore, they have not uncovered your iniquity, and you remain in captivity. You see, you got to go to a place where there's a true vision going out over you. And God is uncovering things in you and showing you the areas he's trying to redeem. Am I making sense? And that's what's going on in a place where the word of God is going forth. There's widespread revelation. And the word of God is still rare. It's extremely valuable. Am I making sense? So now, y'all all right? All right, think about this. That verse I just quoted was in Lamentations 2:14, so you want to know where it is, there it is. You want to connect to a body of Christ where the word of God is going out over you and showing you things inside that he's trying to help you change and trying to redeem. See, that's what he's doing. When he redeems it, it will be painful in the present, but it will prosper in the future. Oh, you see that? It will be painful in the present, but it will be prosper in the future. Watch this. Now look, it says in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, I know, and this, wait. This was the most difficult time in history. Israel was in the most difficult place in history. I mean, they just weren't listening. False gods, orgy, all kinds of stuff going on. Watch this. He says, Jeremiah, I want you to say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. That's what he's saying. And they're struggling. And he's trying to tell them, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. If you just get my thoughts, you're going to get out of that. You see, where's the battle? It's in our mind. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will go to me and pray to me and find me, and you will search for me with all your heart. You see that? You see? What happens is, you got to be committed. He ended that with commitment, didn't he? He says, you can get his thoughts when you're committed. You can't get his thoughts when you're not committed. Oh, am I making sense? No. And you see, it's difficult even to change your thoughts. You see that? That's why we got to be willing to manage what we don't see coming. Things are going to come in your life. Where'd that come from? You can't let it just throw you off into a frenzy. You got to stay committed, and God's going to reveal it to you. Something happened in my family. Oh, worst thing in the world. Couldn't be worse. Stay committed. God's going to show you. Are you listening to me? Stay committed. Listen, he's going to help you. It's painful in the present, but he's going to prosper you in the future. That's what the word peace means, prosper. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Give you a future and a hope. And a what? And a hope. Now, and a what? And a hope. Now catch this. Catch this. Back to the word anticipation. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So, the word hope, this is what it means. A joyful anticipation of good. A joyful anticipation of good. I'm going to say something real quick, okay? I had a funeral this week, and her name was Marie Perk, and she was 99 years old. Isn't that something? 99. And I was just privileged to do her funeral. But here's what stands out with Marie. Marie had joy. And Sandy was there. Virgie was there. Were you there, Pam? Pam was there. And these people all helped her. I mean, I don't believe she would have made it to 99. She still would have had her joy, but she made it to 99. But now look, they were always helping her. I remember one time I went with Vonda over there in the middle of winter. You know, it was snow, and we didn't want her to slip, and so we would go over to get her. So I went over there to help her with Vonda and get in and out of the car, and I think she was 97. But she had a bruise on her leg. I said, "Look, Pastor Fred, I fell." And her leg was, you know, man, it looks like it's going to fall off. It just looked bad. And I said, "You need to go to the doctor." She goes, "Oh." She goes, "I stood up, Pastor Fred, and he just quit on me. And I fell." I said, "That's how you did it?" She said, "Yeah." She said, "I got right back up." And she started laughing. I'm telling you what's joy. Always. Never complaining. Never. So, she has this joy. Now I'm thinking, okay. I started reflecting on my life. I remember coming in. Oh, we have a staff meeting at 9:00. All the ladies are all back there. And she was back there. She'd be back there laughing and carrying on. And I remember she's probably 96. I'd go up. "How you doing, Marie?" Oh, she would go on and on about things in her week. And just expressing it with joy. And I was about to fall apart. I'd be struggling. "You're the pastor. You think pastors ever struggle?" Huh? I was struggling. But I'd get around her. And go. Her joy had anointing on it. Will you listen to me? That's the way I want it. You know, I did the funeral in DeGraff. I know, I got a little picture in my Bible. I'm going to keep it there. Tell you why. Because I know there's going to be other times I struggle. I'll just take a peek at her, and it's going to help me. You know why? Because that's eternal. See that? That's the kingdom advancing in her. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. And the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service times are Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.